Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new book. A book means a new section that contains many chapters. So this new book is Kitabu Adabi Ta'ami, the book on the etiquette of eating. So under the book of the etiquette, on the etiquette of eating, we have the first chapter, Babu Tasmiyati fi awwalihi wal hamdi fi akhirihi. So under this book on the etiquette of eating, the first chapter is the chapter on taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before meals and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after meals. Something so simple, it looks so simple. But think about the amount of effort and time and preparation that went before we could have that one meal. For example, a person is having a piece of bread. And with the bread, he may be having some gravy. Behind that bread, that effort of that farmer, the effort of that seeds, the effort of harvesting, then going to the mill, and then from the mill, it's going to the bakery. From the bakery, it's getting delivered to the local store. From the local store, it's coming to our home. Then that gravy that we're eating, that spices may be coming from one part of the world. That potato that's there and that gravy is coming from somewhere else. That meat that may be found in there and that vegetables may be coming from other places. So much of time, effort behind people cultivating that land, behind that thing being transported, behind it coming to the local vegetable shop, and then it's coming onto our plate, and now we're eating it. How much of effort and work had come in that thing, protecting it, looking after it, taking care of it, transporting it, cooking it, and now being presented to us? Is this not a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to be grateful for? So much of processes went into place that had taken place by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we can get one morsel of food in our mouth. Indeed, this is a great favor of Allah ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala is giving us that ability also to take that hand, move that hand, put that hand into the plate and bring it into our mouth and put that food into our mouth, allowing that food to go down into our system and allowing our system to accept it. So many different functions are in motion only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala did not will it, we couldn't have, that food could have came right to our plate. But if Allah ta'ala did not will it, our hand could have been lame. So many people are such that they're paralyzed, hands can't move, they need to be fed. Some people have to be fed via tubes, some people via drips. A different way people have to take in food and take in nourishment. But Allah ta'ala has made it so easy for us just to eat. And we don't even consider this to be a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore this chapter is starting with taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before eating and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after eating. An Umar ibn Abi Salamata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sammi Allah wa kul bi yameenik wa kul mimma yaleek, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, he was a young boy. His mother was Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was a young boy at that time, what we would normally say like a stepson almost, in our language, the way we would call stepson. But this was the love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed to even the young people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him as, "Oh my young boy, oh my young son." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him these three advices. Imagine, a young boy was given three advices, and how many thousands of years, over 1400 years later, we are taking this hadith of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one young boy at this time, showing us three etiquettes of eating. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this occasion told him, that the first advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him is take the name of Allah, sammillah, take the name of Allah, in other words, say bismillah. A very simple thing, a very easy thing, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكِ, eat with your right hand. And the third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, eat that which is closest to you. Eat that which is closest to you. Ulama explain many etiquettes from this, that when a person is told that eat that is closest to him, what it means is that when there is one type of food, if there is one dish, then a person, we should be sharing. By sharing, it creates more love, it creates more muhabbat, it creates more bonding between people also. People talk about bonding activities and how to create unity. One of the best ways of creating unity is sitting together and eating. And you're not only just sitting together, eating from one plate. Sometimes we find it dirty. There's nothing dirty about it. This is an example of love and muhabbat, that Muslim brothers are sitting together and they're eating together. Sometimes the husband and wife are sitting and eating from one plate. But what is the etiquette that if it is one dish, for example, it is one meal, let's call it biryani, it's one meal, then you eat from the side that is closest. But if it is a dish, a platter, that got various fruit on it, for example, various fruit, it's got apples, it's got pears, it's got bananas, it's got nachis, it's got the grapes. Now, because there's a variant, or there's various different fruit on it, then what the person does is now he's allowed to eat from different parts. So, ulama explain is that when it's one dish, then you eat from the side that is closest. When there's different varieties there, then a person may eat from different parts. So, coming back to this first part of this hadith saying Bismillah, there's so much of benefit just for saying Bismillah. One should recite Bismillah before eating. Why? According to some ulama, that it is wajib to say Bismillah before eating. The other thing is that the wisdom of doing so is that it attracts barakah, it attracts contentment, and it prevents greed. So a person is getting barakah in what he's eating. It is bringing about some level of contentment. Allah Ta'ala makes it such, now he gets his contentment in the eating also. He doesn't overeat. And the third is, it prevents greed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith said that every important task which does not commence with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is incomplete. Every task, every important task, if we don't start it with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the task is actually incomplete. Therefore, we should make it a habit. Anything we're doing, anything we are starting, start it with Bismillah. You get some people, you will find anything they start, they're starting with Bismillah. Sometimes you find some barbers also, before they start cutting the hair, say Bismillah. You find a doctor that before he can administer some type of injection or some type of treatment, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we're going in our car, before we turn the ignition, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We'll start with Bismillah. So make it a habit. I'm opening my house door, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When it becomes part of our life, automatically whatever work we're doing, we're attracting the barakat in that work. We're making that work now complete. A very simple recipe, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ulama explain that even when we are eating also, say this Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly. It's preferable, it's mustahab to say it loudly, so that we encourage the children, we encourage the family, we encourage people around us. On one occasion, we were sitting with Mulan Abdul Hamid Sahib, Namad Barakatuhum, our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and others, that were there, many ulama were there. So Hazrat Mulan Abdul Hamid Sahib, on that occasion, he said, to say Bismillah loudly is mustahab. He says, but now this Bismillah has become something that is forgotten when we are eating. Even amongst ulama, when we are sitting amongst ulama, then also we should be saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly, because then also this thing is forgotten. How often the food is there, we just start. We don't even realize that we didn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that is so important when we start. And at the end, the hadith mentions here, or the chapter mentions, وَالْحَمْدِ فِي آخِرِهِ بَابُ التَّسْمِيَةِ فِي أَوَّلِهِ وَالْحَمْدِ فِي آخِرِهِ. We will do different ahadith that will explain this, but at the end of, after we eat, at least say Alhamdulillah, minimum. We don't know the duas for eating, the duas for drinking. The bare minimum we can do is start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or with Bismillah, and finish off with Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.